As promised, we are joined right now by a forward for the Dallas Mavericks. 17 points, 10 rebounds, 2 assists, and a couple of steals in last night's win over OKC. On the season, 11 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 assists per game. He was, as you might recall, the SEC Sixth Man of the Year, a 2-time All-SEC player. Undrafted out of Florida back in 2016, Dallas is 25-19 on the year. They're second in the division. They're at home against Toronto tomorrow night. Dorian Finney-Smith is my guest. Dorian, good to have you back. How are you?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Good, dude. How about you?
I'm doing good. Just got out of practice.
Good. All right. Well, I appreciate you making time for me. So you had your 11th career double-double last night. I'm curious about that. First off, did you know before the game you had something special in you, or maybe did you kind of find your rhythm as the game got going?
Yeah. The 15th was my brother's birthday, so we had a game that day, and I feel like I didn't play as good as I wanted to, because I always want to play good on his birthday. So I was just happy to have that bounce back game.
All right, then. So you bounced back. You made that right. You know, when you and I spoke back.
We still won, though. So regardless, I'll take the win, even though I didn't play good on the 15th, you know.
You know it. I know that. That's the thing. I got that. I see how you are. So when you and I talked back in May, we talked about your journey in the NBA and the fact that early in your career, you had a reputation for being a defensive stopper, but now you're averaging career highs in points and field goal attempts. You're putting up double-digit points nearly every single night. How proud are you of the fact that you're now impacting the game at both ends of the floor at a high level?
It feels good, but it also feels good, you know, when, you know, Coach Kidd telling me, you know, when I get the ball off the glass, they don't look for Luka and JV to push it up. Push it up the court myself, and to be aggressive. So, that feels good, knowing that, the coaching staff see all the work I put in and they trust me with making more plays and doing more on the offense end.
You talk about a guy known for pushing the ball off the court. You're talking about Jason Kidd. So, in addition to that, it's got to feel great that the coach is telling you, be aggressive, take care of business, we have faith in you. Overall, what's it been like to play for Jason Kidd so far?
It's been amazing, man. Just knowing that he's one of the best passers to ever play, and how you see the game. Most of our plays now is off reads. It's not really, too many, sets. It's really off reads. We'll be running the same play the whole game, but it's just different reads, and we just take whatever the defense gives us. And I think that could translate to playoff basketball.
Dorian Finney-Smith is joining us. You know, you said something recently that I thought was pretty interesting, and you were talking about when you weren't knocking down your shots, you still felt really good about things. You said, quote, "I know I can shoot. I wasn't getting the results I wanted, but my mechanics were good. I just had to get my legs up underneath me and shoot with confidence." Like, how important is it to trust the work that you've put in and not stop doing it and not give up on that?
You know, sometimes when you start missing shots, you start looking at your mechanics, trying to tweak all these little stuff, but it really just be, like I said, mental. Everybody go through shooting slumps. I remember Klay Thompson went through a shooting slump. People like Klay go through a shooting slump.
Right.
Then, who am I to think that I ain't gonna ever, have bad shooting games? You know what I'm saying? So you just got to keep, I try to be the same person every day, but if you take your mind off shooting, and focus on something else, and it usually be the best times, the best shooting games when you focus on, playing defense or being more active. That's me, I try to focus on being active.
I think that's awesome what you just said. Like, Klay Thompson goes through a shooting slump, so who am I to think that I'm not going to have one if Klay has one when he's one of the best to ever do it?
Yeah, it was a couple years ago, but yeah.
Yeah, but he did, right?
Yeah.
Dorian Finney-Smith is joining us. I think that's awesome. So let me ask you about Luka. He had another triple-double last night. 41, dude, for his career. He struggled a little bit from the field, but he still went 12 or 14 from the line. You've played alongside this guy for a while now. Does this guy do anything ever that surprises you at this point, or have you pretty much just gotten used to all of it?
No, I've been getting used to it, but he's still found me on a pass or something that I'd be like, dang, I should have been ready to shoot it, just because you think, you don't think he see you, but he see you. Just little stuff like that. And, we got that chemistry where, if I ain't got no shot, he'll look at me and be like, bro, I'm about to get you a shot, and he'll tell me to shoot as soon as I touch it. So it just, you know, when the best player on the team trusts you like that, and that feels good. You know, you want to go get a stop. It makes you want to go get a stop, you know.
By the way, you guys get a lot of stops. As a team, you're third in the league in fewest points allowed, but during that run, you've won 9 of your last 10, and you're playing even better defense. You've held multiple teams under 90, nearly impossible to do in this era of basketball. So what's the secret to the team's defensive success?
I would say just everybody. Everybody's been locked in. You know, Luka, KP, you know, Matt, C, Reggie, Tim, everybody been locked in on the defense end, JB. You know, me, I'm just trying to be vocal and, you know, and just try to help everybody any way I can, you know. But Coach Sweeney been doing a good job of, you know, scouting guys, and, you know, his defensive scheme been amazing for us.
You know, everybody, the COVID kind of beats everybody down, but I want to make the point. Your team has played really well of late, especially given that 11 different guys had COVID in December and early January. How have you and everybody dealt with that and maintained this great team chemistry despite all the different changes in the roster and really never knowing day-to-day who's going to be up?
Yeah, it was tricky. You know, I remember J. Kidd saying when the first couple guys caught COVID, he was like, you know, it's starting to be whoever, you know, the healthiest team, you know, going to be in the best position at the end of the year, you know what I'm saying? So when he said that, it just kind of, and just put things in perspective as, you know, we got to figure out a way. You know, we got to figure out a way to, you know, get some wins until the guys get back. And I think with that energy that we had, you know, when guys were out, you know, I think that kind of sparked the team. And, you know, when players got back, it just kept it going. And now I think we're on a nice little roll. You know, even though we still ain't even making shots like we want to. No, Tim ain't even shooting the ball like he, you know, like he do, and Luka ain't even making shots like he do. So, you know, when guys start heating up and we still defending, you know, I think we're going to be really scary in the postseason.
Dorian Finney-Smith joining us. So you're in your sixth season now. Guys who go undrafted normally do not show up in the league and immediately play 81 games as a rookie. You did that. Guys who go undrafted normally don't last 6 years in the league. You've done that. You're still getting better and more effective and more valuable. How do you explain what you've been able to accomplish, and then what does that part of it mean to you?
I just knew when I came in, I knew defense was going to get me on the court. So, you know, that's all I was focusing on was, you know, just, you know, find a way to get on the court, you know, and impact the game. And if I made threes, you know, that was a plus. You know, but each year I just wanted to keep, you know, keep getting better. You know, keep getting better, and I ended up switching my shot. And my three-point percentage ain't really – change, you know, that, like I said, I went through that mental change where my mechanics was right, but, you know, I won't get the results I wanted. And then I just stuck with it, and I've been a little bit more consistent these past 2-3 years, and, you know, we're here today. You know, I feel like I belong. You know, I always felt like I belong. You know, that's one thing. I always had the confidence that I ain't scared of nobody, and I belong here.
I like this conversation. I always like it when you and I get together because it's always real. It's always authentic. So let me be real for a minute. Like, you've created value for yourself, value for other teams. You know what that means, right? Your name's going to come up in rumors about trades, which is flattering because it shows that other teams know what you can do and feel like you can make them better. It's always going to be a part of the business. So have you heard about that? And then if you hear the rumors, what do you do with them? How do you handle that?
Man, I don't listen to nothing, man. I'm with my family all the time, with the kids. They don't know nothing about no rumors. Yeah, so anybody that's around me, I don't even want to hear it, because if it ain't in black and white, then I don't even want to hear it.
I love that. By the way, I respect that so much. I appreciate that so much. If it's not in black and white, I don't want to hear it. And if it's not going to make things better, I don't want to hear it either. We don't need to worry about that, right? I'm with my family. I'm with my kids. I'm with my team. I'm worrying about things that I can control. That's what you're telling me.
Yeah, basically, yeah. I can't do nothing. If I get traded or anything, then I do. But I worry about that when it happens.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. So when you look at the season, you guys, one last thought. You had a team, you had a 2-0 lead in the playoffs. Things went the wrong way against the Clippers. I know you took that hard. As a true leader, you put a lot of that in yourself. How did that fuel you in the offseason? What did you learn from that? How did you approach that?
It hurts because, you know, especially in them games I feel like we lost, I feel like I didn't play well. I didn't play as well as I should. Especially, I remember that first home game in Dallas. I think we all wanted to get a win in the playoffs, you know, for Dallas, but we didn't. So, I think I took the challenge this summer, you know, just wanted to elevate my game, you know, be a little bit more, you know, effective out there on the court and not just be, you know, letting guys, you know, trap off me and go, you know, trap Luka and trap KP.
My man, you are real. You are real, and that's a real conversation, and I really appreciate it. That's how it was the last time you and I got together. That's how it was today, and I know it'll be like that the next time we get together. Dorian, I appreciate you. Thank you very much. It's great to have you on this show. I mean that sincerely, truly. Dorian Finney-Smith, that's a rare conversation. You don't get conversations like that very much. That's a real dude. That's authentic.